Our leader is coming to talk to you.
Leader? You have a leader?
Yes. We call him the Wise Old Bird.
Ah. And this is him, is it?
This is him.
I see.
Arthur Dent. Arthur Dent. Well.
Sorry, should I know you?
Know me? Oh, no, probably not. I'm but he they're kind enough to call the Wise Old Bird. Now, where was I?
God knows.
Well, let me tell you, with frank admiration...
Why admiration? What have I done? I fell out of a cup.
That through all the generations that have passed since we deserted the surface of this planet, girded up our limbs and shook the dust off our... from our... things, whatchamacallits.
Your what?
Your face has been...
Shook the dust from your
has
what?
Has been the one solitary candle that has illumined the recesses of our scraggy old bird brains.
Why doesn't he want to say what you shook the dust from?
All right.
Well, can we come back to that point later?
Let's have some light, shall we? Bring light. Light.
Bring light.
Yes, that we may gaze on the face of Arthur Dent.
Oh, look, it really is filthy in here.
So this is how you appeared to our ancestors that night.
What night? What are you talking about?
Imagine our planet at the height of its technological civilization.
Why?
In the days when we, too, walked on the ground, much as you do even now.
Why does everyone want to tell me their life stories?
My dear old thing, you have such a sympathetic face.
Is that why you've done what you've done all over it? I'm sorry, but on my world, I had a nice home and a good job with prospects. And I get angry at the thought that my life suddenly consists of sitting in sewage-filled models of my own ear, being patronized by a lot of demented birds.
Now, keep quiet.
I'm sorry, carry on.
Such forthrightness, such fearless outspokenness, the qualities you awakened in us... Arthur Dent.
When?
Now listen. Our world suffered two blights. One was the blight of the robots.
Tried to take over, did they?
Oh, my dear fellow, no. Much worse than that. They told us they liked us.
No.
Well, it's not their fault, poor things. They've been programmed to. But you can imagine how we felt. Or at least our ancestors.
Ghastly.
Precisely. And then one night, the sky boiled.
Did what?
Boiled, dear fellow. In the most improbable way.
Ah.
And this gigantic vision appeared in the sky. A man with a new traumatic machine. You, Arthur Dent. And you said...
Listen, you stupid machine, it tastes filthy. Take this cup back.
And you threw the cup at it. An astounding revelation.
It was nothing.
You were sarcastic to it. You said...
So I'm a masochist on a diet, am I?
You told it to...
Shut up!
In a moment, we realized... truth. Just because the little wretches liked us, it didn't mean to say we had to like them back. And that night, we rounded up every last one of the little creeps.
Bring out your dishwashers! Bring out your digital watches with the special snooze alarms! Bring out your TV chess games! Bring out your auto gardeners, techno teachers, lovermatics! Bring out your friendly household robots! Shove them on the carts!
What is this?
Have we not loved you?
Have we not cared for you?
Have we not shared and enjoyed with you?
Shut up, you little toadies! Get on the carts!
We set them to work to build a statue as an eternal reminder, after which we sent them to a slave planet where they're doing a very useful job making continent toupees.
Making what?
Toupees for worlds where they've used up all the forests.
Ah, look, the statue. How did you get the cup bit to stay where it is, unsupported?
It stays there because it's artistically right.
What?
The law of gravity isn't as indiscriminate as people often think. You learn things like that when you're a bird.
But you didn't start out as birds.
No. We were forced to re-evolve by the second and more deadly blight. All right. And that was already too advanced by the time we rid ourselves of the robot blight. Ah, what woe was upon us.
All right. What woe was upon you?
Too terrible to speak of. Imagine this. We walked...
What's so wrong about that?
Nothing. We went for strolls, we jogged, we marched, we ambled, we competed in 500-meter hurdles. Imagine how our ancestors felt to walk through our great cities, stride across the pedestrian precincts, stroll along walkways, Maybe wandering to a small wine bar to have lunch with a girlfriend.
What?
Mm, yeah. Maybe play footsie under the table. And she would say how she'd been walking here, strolling there, wandering into shops, maybe trying to buy a pair of some whatchamacallit.
What things? Are these the things you refuse to talk about brushing the dust off? Oh, come on.
And then they would saunter off into the sunset.
Yes, very idyllic. So what went wrong?
Too terrible to speak of.
Then why did you bring it up in the first place?
Suffice it to say that we have sworn never to walk upon the ground again.
What's the matter with it?
Oh, if you want to know, you will have to descend to the ground where you will encounter those who have come to unravel the unspeakable nightmare of our past.
All right, how do I get down there?
There's an ancient express elevator down your spine that will take you straight down to ground level.
Well, anything to get out of my ear. Show me the way. Can't be much more unspeakable than this lot.